Saint Kinga, Hungarian princess who is equally a saint for Lithuanians and Poles. Saint Kinga of Arpad House was most likely born on March the 5th, 1234. She was the third daughter of Hungarian King Béla IV. Saint Kinga had two brothers and five sisters. Among them were Saint Margit of Arpad House and Bíolán. She spent the first 5 years of her life at the court of Esztergom. She had an educational and religious upbringing of exceptional significance. At the time of political turmoil in Poland, the Polish people sought help at the court of Béla IV. His relationship with the Poles and the Rusyns was not too advantageous to Béla IV, but there were hopeful signs of improvements and of potential cooperation against the danger posed by the Mongol invasion. This Mongol invasion was devastating in Europe. The name Mongol meant devil. They stole everything they could on the way and burned down cities and villages and took the inhabitants into captivity. The Mongols burned down the castle of Krakow, which forced Saint Kinga and her husband to flee to Hungary. The Polish prince Boleslav met Kinga in 1239 and they signed an agreement to marry.
At the time was 5 years old.
Then Boleslav was 13 years old. They got married in 1247 at the royal court of Krakow. According to a legend, when Saint Kinga got married, she didn't allow people to give her gold and valuable gifts because she considered those the result of hard work and a lot of sacrifice. She only asked for salt, which she wanted to give as a gift to her new homeland. Therefore, she received a salt mine in Transylvania as a gift, into which she threw her engagement ring.
When salt was discovered
in Poland, she invited Hungarian miners there, and in Bochnia, in the first chunk of salt which was mined in the new homeland, there was her ring. In 1243, when Saint Kinga and her husband were allowed back to Krakow, they made a promise that until their death they would keep their virginities. Saint Kinga supported the church by building churches and monasteries. Between 1243 and 1245, with her spiritual and monetary aid, she supported the process of canonization of Stanislaw, the bishop and martyr of Krakow. After her husband's death, which occurred on December the 7th, 1279, Saint Kinga renounced her power and decided that she would only pursue her spiritual salvation. Her life going forward was associated with the city of Ósandetz,
which was recognized as a city
by her husband. There, in 1280, Saint Kinga founded the monastery of the Clarissa sisters, where she lived as a widow. Her decision was not by accident. She had long been interested in Franciscan spirituality. She supported a number of Franciscan and Clarista monasteries and churches. Her decision was preceded by her commitment, along with her husband, to the Franciscan order in 1271. In the monastery community at that time, she only provided monetary support for construction. Later, on April the 24th, 1289, she made her monastic vows so that she could have her individual property and offer all of it to the church. After her vows, according to Franciscan regulations, she did not own any material property. Saint Kinga died on July the 24th, 1292. Throughout her life, Saint Kinga strengthened Christianity not only in Hungary, but in Poland and in Lithuania as well. She was well known and was always remembered as a religious and merciful woman who was very sensitive towards the poor. As a result, soon after her death, pilgrims visited her tomb and many received extraordinary grace. Her beatification did not occur till 1690. In 1715, Pope Benedict XIII announced Saint Kinga as the patron saint of Poland and Lithuania.